Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 26th. You'll be interested to know. Today is National Dog Day, honoring our loyal companions. Established in 2004 by Colleen Page, this day raises awareness about adopting rescue dogs and promoting all breeds. Dogs contribute significantly to society, from law enforcement to therapy. Celebrate by adopting, volunteering, or simply giving your pup extra love. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some scattered showers and thunderstorms between noon and 2 p.m., then more scattered showers and thunderstorms, with partly sunny skies and a high near 79, falling to 72 in the afternoon. Tonight, expect scattered showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., then patchy fog with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 64. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be just before 5, with a low tide just before 11. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog early Tuesday, then mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around the upper 60s. Wednesday brings a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with similar rain chances. Thursday through Friday, expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 70s and mostly clear nights, cooling to the upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston is one of 8 communities in the state now considered at high risk for West Nile virus, health officials announced. The other high-risk areas, all in Plymouth County, include Abington, Brockton, East Bridgewater, Marion, Mattapoisett, Rochester, and Whitman. Large portions of eastern Massachusetts face moderate risk, with 2 cases already diagnosed this year. State epidemiologist Dr. Catherine Brown recommends using mosquito repellent, checking window screens, and emptying water containers. Additionally, eastern equine encephalitis, another serious mosquito-borne illness, has been reported in Worcester County. Some communities are considering limiting outdoor activities at dusk to reduce risk. Now on to sports. In a thrilling upset, Georgia Tech defeated the 10th-ranked Florida State Seminoles in Dublin with a last-second field goal. Hayden Burr's 44-yard kick secured a 24-21 victory for the Yellow Jackets. Head coach Brent Key starts his 3rd season with a significant win. Despite an earlier mishap, quarterback Haynes King and Eric Singletonger set up the game-winning field goal. Florida State's season-opening loss, a setback in their revenge tour, hints at a competitive ACC season. Up next, Florida State faces Boston College, while Georgia Tech hosts Georgia State. In local sports, the Red Sox at home got swept by the Diamondbacks, 7-5. And tonight, the Sox remain at home to take on the Blue Jays. In top news, standardized barcodes, which debuted in 1974, may soon be replaced by QR codes. Brands like Coca-Cola, and others aim to transition by 2027. This shift promises enhanced sales and customer engagement, but requires global collaboration, software and hardware updates, and consumer education. QR codes, offering richer product information, could revolutionize retail. In business news, robo-taxis are closer than many investors might expect. Tesla has big plans, but it will face competition. General Motors' self-driving taxi company Cruise and Uber Technologies announced a multi-year strategic partnership to bring Cruise autonomous vehicles to the Uber platform by 2025. This confirms Uber's commitment to self-driving technology. Tesla also aims to capture 20% of the ride-hailing market with its own network. Alphabet's Waymo already completes 100,000 autonomous rides weekly. Tesla plans to reveal more about its robo-taxi services in October, despite facing challenges with regulatory approvals. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,900. Ethereum is just over $2,700. And Solana is $160. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. SpaceX is set to conduct its first ever private spacewalk, marking one of its riskiest missions yet. Two commercial astronauts, part of a four-person crew, will exit the Crew Dragon vehicle to test new spacesuits. Funded by technology billionaire Jared Isaacman, the Polaris Dawn mission aims to advance space exploration, including a human mission to Mars. Launching Tuesday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the spacewalk will occur a few days later. This mission will also test the Starlink satellite communication system and achieve the highest orbit since NASA's Apollo missions. And in entertainment news, the Beach Boys are back on tour, celebrating endless summer gold. Lead singer Mike Love recently called to promote their summer tour, which hits the area next weekend. They will perform Saturday at Pechanga Resort Casino in Temecula, California, and next Sunday at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park in San Diego with special guest, John Stomas. Love, the only original Beach Boy still with the group, reflects on the band's history and legacy. He emphasized the band's enduring appeal, noting that their music often brings together multiple generations. The Beach Boys songs continue to resonate, promoting unity and harmony. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American president, Abraham Lincoln. And he said, "How many legs does a dog have if you call his tail a leg?" Well, four. Saying that a tail is a leg does not make it a leg. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.